The biggest problem that I saw with the iPads was how much of a distraction it posed to some students. A lot of the students used the iPad to further their education and paid attention in class. But the some that never even wanted to be there in the first place sat in the back playing games. A few of the teachers were able to spot these people, but most of the times it just went unnoticed. I don't know how they survived the school year if all they did was sit and play video games, but they did, maybe not with great grades. Also, when kids fooled around in class, they also were distracting to me. I had a kid who sat in front of me and all he did was play on his iPad watching anime videos. Now, I'm trying to look at the whiteboard, listening to the teacher, but in the corner of my eye, I see the anime football players hurling into each other, and I just can't shake that from my mind. So, at the end of the lesson, I sort of got what the teacher said, but most of it's just that video in my head. I didn't want to see that. As with all new programs, there were a few bugs. My teacher in particular, when bugs happened, she skipped right over it. The lesson kept going and you were left behind. My iPad, more often than not, broke down and froze, or just messed up in other ways. I had to go and get the lesson from someone else on my own time instead of during class. It was not as effective as it should have been at all.
Also, I realized that most of the things on the iPad can or could have easily been done on paper. When given the choice, I always took notes by hand. Writing notes helped me, and typing truly did nothing for me. Even when studying, I used the iPad as a reference, but I still have a notebook filled with my own notes and pictures. Also, in foreign languages like Mandarin, it is very difficult to handwrite characters on the iPad. Finally, online textbooks were also unhelpful and didn't enrich learning at all. Because it had so many bugs and were unable to access it easily, we ended up using the hard copy anyways.
In actuality, I liked the online textbooks more than the regular textbooks. If you didn't understand something, you could highlight it and then copy and paste it into the internet and do a search. Also, the online textbooks were more in-depth. They had more pictures, and you could zoom in on the pictures, highlight, and add typed notes. I thought they were great.